Stewie Grabo Live. Myself, SBK, Gio, Seth, and Kayla. Melissa McCarthy launches a new clothing line this month. Chances are good that you care about that as little as I do, but there's an interesting nugget to this story. She wants to do away with the term plus size because she says women come in all sizes. 70% of women in the United States are a size 14 or above.
Yeah.
And that's technically plus size. So you're taking your biggest category of people and telling them, quote, you're not really worthy, says Melissa. I also find it very bad business. Doesn't make a lot of sense numbers-wise. It's like if you open up a restaurant, you say, we're primarily going to serve people that don't eat. Weird analogy.
I'm not following her yet.
Me either. But to you ladies out there who would be considered plus size, is that really offensive? Does that bother you to be called plus size? And if so, please tell me what we're supposed to call you.
So she just wants to change the name.
Yes. She still wants to make clothing available.
But don't call it plus size.
But don't call it plus
Even
size.
Even though, okay.
Even though it's plus size.
I see what she's saying.
Like, kinda. Call it something else. Call it. A little bit extra.
Next size.
Next size. Real thick and juicy.
Mm-hmm. Extra.
Extra's good. Kayla?
But what I don't understand, I know, I'm sorry, I'm flubbing my words today. What I don't understand about it is that plus size starts at 16, technically, on the scale.
Sure.
But you still have 16, 18, 20, 22, and they go up that way.
Slow down.
It's not like you're going plus size, and then you're starting a brand new size realm. You're going 1, 2, 3 in the plus size category. So why does it need to be qualified as plus size anyway?
It's got to be called something because we need to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the skinny women
need to put you in that category.
Yeah.
Right.
We gotta
give the skinny women incentive to go get the skinny girl clothes. They shouldn't be made to feel shame just because they can control their appetites.
But it doesn't matter. It's not like you're going into a new category. It's still, you're just adding on to the regular sizes that go up to, 12, and then you get into the plus size category after that?
So what's a nicer way to say it?
Yeah.
There's no nice way to say it at all. If somebody called me plus size, like, to give you an idea, I could wear different styles. Maybe a couple years ago, I was about this size. I could wear a size 7 jean, and now I have to go up to a size 10 jean.
So that's plus size.
No, because you go up because everything is made smaller now.
Is it?
Yes.
Or are you made a little bigger?
Making my ass just keeps growing everything I'm eating.
I know very few women whose asses are getting smaller with age.
Oh, no, that does not happen.
Mm-mm. So you 10, you're pushing medium size. 12,
yeah.
You're talking plus size.
I don't know. I think that the plus size categories start at 14 or 16.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is there's no need to even label it because it's not going anywhere. Like, you have the next category is just tacked onto the last category. So it doesn't need to have its own category.
Thank you.
That makes perfect sense.
In your world. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Men's big and tall stores? What are they going to change those to? Like, if you're big or and tall, you're a larger fellow. What are we supposed to call those? You're big and tall. You shop in the big and tall, but we're just not so damn sensitive about it.
Hey, when I was a kid, I had to wear the Husky jeans.
Oh, no.
And I did not like that.
That is such an insulting term for kids.
Husky.
Husky.
Yeah.
Why did Husky John get the nickname Husky?
He used to be fat back in the day.
Okay. So they called him Husky. Now that he's not fat anymore, they still call him Husky John.
It sticks with you.
Yeah.
All right.
It's like when I was boy at 97X, and then they wouldn't let me change my name when I turned 30. And I said, please, I'm not a boy anymore. And they said, but people know you as boy.
800-771-1025. What's up, Jacob? How are you?
Pretty good. And yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. Girls, yeah, they have that plus size.
Mm-hmm.
But they only have that because they don't really have anything else. I mean, guys, we have small, medium, large, extra large, you know, so on and so forth. Where girls, they just kind of go by numbers. You know, there is really no other way you can call it unless you come up with something.
They have petites, juniors, and women's.
Yeah, and then big women's.
Plus size.
Plus size.
Plus size.
Just
exactly.
A little extra.
It fits.
I mean, look, we're so worried about saying the wrong thing and offending people these days. just call it what it is. It's women with a little bit extra. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. Doesn't mean that you have little willpower. It just means you're bigger than anybody else.
Let's call it Buku.
Right, Buku. That is a lovely way to put it. Put a nice fancy French name on it. Right, like Petite to Buku. We serve all the femme from Petite to Buku. If you are Buku de female, you have a place here. I like that.
Can we hear from bigger women on what they would prefer to be called?
Absolutely. I'll call you whatever you want. Thick and juicy is what I prefer.
Ooh, that's a good line.
And juicy?
Thick and juicy. That's how I like them.
All right. Plump.
That's plump is that is such a horrible word.
Ripe.
Ripe is much better.
I don't think plump's that bad.
Plump sounds like, that sounds huge.
Plump sounds gigantic.
Like, robust.
Like, robust is good.
Voluptuous.
That voluptuous is a wonderful.
And the voluptuous women, their clothes are over there.
Rubenesque.
You got some extra plump in the trunk.
Jay, what's up? At least plump in the rump.
Hey, Drew, how you doing?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Pretty good. Is there anything else that anybody can be offended by? Now we want to change the name of something that's been around for a couple of thousand years.
Yes, thank you. 727-579-1025. That is the predictable, everyone's too offended by everything phone call.
What's next? We're going to start giving kids participation trophies?
Oh, not in Harrison's family, that's for sure. DJ, what's up?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Thank you.
Hey, I too hated the Husky jeans when I was a kid. I was on my way to the Big and Tall store, except when I was in the military, my buddy called it the Big and Dumb store.
Oh,
hurtful. Yeah, I know, but still, the Husky, I would equate the Husky to the plus size. There's got to be something more like, you know, full-figured, voluptuous, something that's not that negative connotation that the plus size does. Same with your Husky jeans.
Full-figured is pretty good.
Big and Tall store.
Yeah, BBW, is that so wrong? Like, this is the BBW section.
You might have something with BBW.
Yeah, big, beautiful women. And you're all beautiful, all of you women. Big, small, beautiful, you're all beautiful is what I'm saying. 800-771-1025, all sizes matter according to the Twitter machine. That's nice. Plus size is like calling Seth Kush really white in place of white. Sometimes people tweet stuff and I just wonder what they're thinking when they tweet it. Like, what did you really think you were going to get there?
Don't be ashamed of your whiteness. Mm-mm. Embrace it.
Embrace your whiteness.
But you're white as you can be.
You're far from the least white dude or the most white dude in this room, let alone this radio station.
I agree.
Yeah. What's up, Galvin? How are you?
Hey, guys. I had a few names for you that I was thinking of. One for, instead of plus size, we could just call him Gagoo.
I don't know how to spell that, but I like it a lot.
Or we could have it as possible heart disease.
That good. Be one. Very good. Not insulting to women at all.
This one actually is pretty good. This one's good. It's Cajun. It's Lagniappe, which means a little something extra.
Lagniappe. I think that's Lagniappe, if I'm not mistaken. Lagniappe, just a little extra.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
But what about well-fed?
Ooh. That makes me sound like a farm animal.
Yeah. Indeed it does. Yeah. Thanks, man. I appreciate the suggestions very much. Have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
See you guys.
Thanks, pal. Galvin.
A little too close to corn fed.
Lagniappe. Yeah. I like that. Yay, just vote a Lagniappe. By the way, I don't need so many dudes calling in. I would like some ladies calling in. They're poorly represented on the phone line, so I'm going to hang up on a couple of dudes.
Jim does have a good take, though.
What's up, Jim?
How you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, good, thanks. I thought of the name looked like Magnum size. It has a positive connotation for men. Let's do it for women.
Absolutely. Once I switched over to Magnum Connies, I started feeling like a real pipe layer. When I was back in the world of normal Connies, I felt like an average schmuck. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a good day. Thank you.
Mine too. Thank you very much. Jeanette is a female. Jeanette, how do you feel about the term plus size when it comes to women?
I think most women who are in the plus size category don't appreciate it. I'm a size 8, but the majority of the women are size 14 and greater. So when the majority of the women are in the larger groups, they don't like to be specialty as plus.
Oh. All right. Somebody tweeted me, St. Pete Amy said, if we oversize 14 or 70%, then why not call them majority sizes? Which is not that bad at all. You're in the majority size. So what about queen size? Is that bad?
Oh, I like queen size.
Yeah, queen size is good. You're not quite a king, but you're very regal.
Does that mean that the petite will become princess?
Abso-friggin-lutely it does. Thank you. Jellabanina just tweeted, elephantine. Classy and makes a statement.
That's really hot. Can you point me to the princess section?
Princess section. It's not bad. And my good friend Kelly, Spanish is Kelly, said, just don't call me late for dinner. Hashtag am I right, which is nice. She's hardly plus size, though. Aaron, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good. Thank you very much. Yourself?
I'm good. I've been listening for a while. First time caller. This is very exciting.
Thank you. Nice to hear from you.
Well, I myself do consider myself plus size.
Oh, yeah.
There's one store that I shop at in particular, and they do not distinguish anywhere from like a 00 to, I believe they cover or carry up to, I want to say like an 18 or a 20.
Oh, yeah.
And I wear anywhere in that store from a 14 to a 18. And if I do shop somewhere else for whatever reason, I have no problem going to the plus size section because it's just where I fit. I have no bad feelings towards that. I look cute, and that's what I want to wear, and that's what fits.
No shame in your game is what you're saying.
Not at all.
See, now that's the kind of big girl that I like. That, yeah, see,
she said big and chunky.
I think she did, yeah.
Okay.
And cute and chunky.
Cute and chunky, sorry.
A BBW. And that's the kind of big girl I like. And when I was a single man, that's the kind of girl I like to party with because, like, we can go out for a nice dinner, and I'm not going to look at you across the table. You're like, I would just like a salad, please. You can get some fettuccine Alfredo, some steak,
right?
A little hot fudge sundae for dessert.
Slow it down.
And then we go home. We get a pizza on the way home.
A pizza on
the way home. And then we go put on something on TV, and we have just nasty, fat sex together.
That sounds good to me.
Smack that big old ass, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I never knew this about you, Drew.
I like big girls.
I did not know that.
Yeah. I mean, not only big girls, but I don't exclude them just because they're a little hungry. Well, thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate the call. I hope we hear from you again.
A little extra, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with a lot extra in my world. Take care of yourself.
All right. Come on. Double up.
Talk about Playboy, because silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy. Tammy, what's up?
Oh, not much. I love these conversations that you get into sometimes.
Thank you.
I don't think most plus-size women, I'm a size 18, I don't think most plus-size women really care.
Okay.
You know, if they're not happy with themselves, they might get offended.
Mm.
I know for myself, I think I'm beautiful, my husband thinks I'm beautiful, and I don't care what you call this size of the clothes, just so long as they look good on me and aren't great big ugly flowers.
I bet they look even better off of you too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. My husband thinks so.
Him.
I need a visual on a size 18.
Talk to us about the size 18, sweetheart.
I'm thinking who's famous? Who's this famous 8 size 18?
I am 5'10" and I am 215 pounds.
Yeah, now we're talking. I'm sorry. With all due respect to your husband, yeah, now we're talking. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 5'10 and 215.
This is what size 18 looks like.
That's hot, dude.
According to the Google box.
Okay. 5'10, 218. So you're basically looking at like a Brandon Jacobs from the New York Giants.
Yeah, I like a thicker woman.
In female form.
Brandon Jacobs.
Yeah.
Can we have the thick ladies bang the phone against the rolls?
Oh, how dare you? They don't have rolls.
What? It's bigger ones. Not a size 18.
Curves, man. Jinxtaposition said, why do I need a separate designation? Do I call skinny bitches minuses? Yeah, you definitely should. Tina says that she is a yummy size. The reason we're talking about this is because Melissa McCarthy started a new clothing line, and she is railing against the term plus size, saying that it unfairly segregates bigger girls from smaller girls. What's up, Tina?
Hey, I am yummy. You call it 14 if you want to, but I'm telling you, I'm yummy. And anything bigger than me is real yummy, and the big chicks are the yummiest. What about that?
I love that. Just so you go yummy, extra yummy, and damn, that's yummy.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to have 3 bags for that shirt, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 3 bags for that shirt? Is that what you said? That was an interesting phone call. What's up, Dee Dee?
Hey, I love the word yummy, by the way. I'm going to go with that when I need to. But I was wondering, whatever happened to that old word Zoftig?
Z-O-F-T-I-G, Zoftig. Zoftig. Boy, that one hasn't been used
in a while. I think that's how it's spelled. I haven't heard it in a long time, but it, you know, it stood for pleasantly plump.
Let me look that one up according to dictionary.com, my dear. Stand by.
It's hard to get it on with a zoftic.
Let's see, zoftic.
Don't ask me how to spell it because I couldn't tell you.
It says adjective, zaftig, Z-A-F, of a woman having a pleasingly plump figure, full-bodied, well-proportioned, zaftig, or pronounced zaftig. I like that.
Yes.
Very confusing, though. It sounds German, which isn't, which it just doesn't, not a very pleasant sound coming off the tongue.
It's not going to work.
Probably not, but maybe that's why we don't hear it anymore.
That could be. We could have answered your question right there. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
You got
bye-bye.
It.
What if we called them rumbling stumblers?
What if we took the candy bar designation of fun size and switched it a little bit? Because a candy bar, a fun size is a smaller one.
Right.
But with women, the fun size could be the bigger one. Fun size.
Fun size.
Fun size. Because okay. bigger girls are way more fun than skinny girls. Way less uptight. I mean, I don't want
to agree with that.
Yeah, I don't want to stereotype, but the bigger girls with whom I've partied are tend to be a little bit less uptight than skinny girls.
But you don't want a woman who can eat you under the table.
I want a girl who can eat anything under the table. But yes, I do. Dude, a girl who can out-eat me, are you kidding? Like, we get a pizza.
Who's paying?
Me.
Okay.
Or maybe she offers to go Dutch. But, like, we get a pizza, I get four slices, and she eats six? I'm like, hell yeah, baby.
It turns you on that she ate six slices
yeah.
of pizza.
Yeah, okay. No shame in that game. Just get it.
If you're so into big chicks, how come I don't see any on your Tinder when I'm replying to those messages?
I just tend to not respond to them on Tinder.
You talk a big game on the radio, but you're not really into a big girl.
I'll bang a big girl right in front of you.
All right, and I'd be okay with that, but yeah. I don't think that you're really into big girls at all.
Look,
yeah, I don't know.
Look, if I'm ever a single man again, I will astound you with the number of women over 200 pounds that I'll bring around.
How big are you willing to go?
I'm willing to go three bills. I've gone
no,
three
you're
bills.
Not.
I've gone
oh,
three
no,
bills.
See, now you just.
I've gone three bills before. I'll go three bills again. I'll do it.
You went three bills when you were 18, though.
I was drunk, and her boyfriend was in prison, and she let me do things to her that most guys
what?
Didn't get to do at 18.
Good Lord.
First, she started to say, no, that's I'm saving that for Tyrone while he's in jail. But then she said, go ahead.
He was probably getting plenty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turned on by this erotica.
What's up, April? How are you?
I'm good, Drew. How are you?
Good, baby. Thank you.
I love the show. I've been listening for a long time. It's my first time calling.
Thank you, boo.
I am a plus size, full figure, fluffy, softy, whatever you want to call it. And my husband loves it, and he loves me. He calls me his stickums. So I'm not offended by the term, and people who are just need to embrace who they are. And get rid of all these labels.
That's right. Love yourself, girl.
I do.
And I'm sorry. You said he calls you his thickums.
His thickums, yes.
Like thickums, like steakums,
yeah.
Except thickums. Like brr, stickum, ha ha, stickum from the Fat Boys back in the day.
Thickums, yes, thickums.
Thickums. Well, thank you, thickums. I appreciate the call. I hope we hear from you again.
Have a good day.
Peace out, thickums.
She sounded like fun.
Thickums. This one goes out to you, Thickums. All you fun-sized girls. Zoftig.
Fresh beef and rhymes collide.
Remember the Fat Boys?
Oh, yeah. I love the Fat Boys.
I love them. Rest in peace, Chris Markie D.
No, he's not dead.
Rest in peace, Kool Rock Ski's dead.
No.
And the Human Beatbox.
No.
Two of the three Fat Boys are dead.
One of them's dead.
Damn it. One of them worked for Cox Radio.
One of them lived in Orlando.
Yeah.
Johnny B tweeted and said, all sizes are beautiful unless you can hear them breathing on the phone.
Oh, geez. Amazing to the eye, devastating to the ear. And if you've never seen them.
Shh. Don't tell anybody, but this is the Drew Garabo Live hidden track of the day. Suck it down. Taste it.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right. Seth, I'm going to need you to stay in here for today's journal entry, please.
Why is that?
I know you're normally very uncomfortable and leave the studio during our journal time.
Yes, yes.
But sometimes I have questions that I need clarification on, and Gio doesn't know the answers, and Soul Brother Kevin, God love him, he doesn't know the answers either, and you know Kayla, she doesn't know the answers.
I don't know the answers either.
But you might. You're the only one who might be able to decipher some of these psychotic ramblings of yours. every little thing's going to be all right.
Did we raise enough money?
We did. I just got confirmation from the Humane Society of Pinellas County that the necessary funding has been read. Gio, can you give me some phone ringing sound effects like a telephone, please? Because I'd love to start reading the journal entry.
We were just trying to raise $100 for the Humane Society.
Right. And I'd love to read the journal entry with the phones in the background like we're doing a telethon. Like when they do public radio pledge time.
So you think people are going to hear you reading this and they're actually going to start calling to donate?
Yeah. Like when they show Fawlty Towers on PBS and they're like, if you like this program, you can get many more like it by pledging your money to PBS.
I'm surprised you're not trying to raise money to fly her here.
Well, the company's going to pick that up. And if they don't, I'll come out of pocket to fly her here. I mean, her return flight's on her, but...
Got to hustle up some dough.
But let's be honest, she flies up here to see you. She's not going back to her life.
Get the hell out of here.
Down that street about half a mile.
I got the text from Phoebe early this morning. Yeah, now we're talking. I got the text from Phoebe early this morning. She sent me a photograph and it said, "Do not touch and die, volume 3. And she said, guess what this is? And I said, that has to be the Seth Kush Diaries, the next episode. Because I was really worried that we were done with the diary. And from what I understand, people are very excited about these diary readings. The response we get on Twitter, overwhelming. People seem to really dig it. And I see no reason that we should stop. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, Kayla put together a little bit of an intro for the diary.
Oh, wonderful.
We can't stop now.
And now, another diary.
Journal.
I mean, journal entry from Seth.
Man, with voice acting like that, the Chet New Zealand show is lucky to have her. So, during this journal reading, if you are inspired to pledge money to the Humane Society of Pinellas County, we encourage you to please do so. Operators are standing by. These poor little puppies and kitties need to be housed, and it's your funding that needs to be doing it. Please give. As low as $10 can raise a puppy for a week here at the Humane Society of Seminole County. Pinellas.
Do I start the whole story over again? I mean, what have you seen so far?
Why don't you keep us up to date? Where are we right now? I'm at May 31, 2004.
I don't know where I'm at. There was a girl, and I used to be obsessed with her, and I wrote about her for a few years. This is part of those years.
Slightly obsessed, right?
I realized yesterday I was pretty obsessed because somebody said, where do you find these girls? What a horrible relationship. And I said it was never a relationship, just an obsession.
Now, she stole your virginity from you.
I gave it to her.
But there,
I lied. I had said I had been with like 7 babes before her.
If she had known that she was your first, no, she didn't know. Because if she knew that she was going to be his first, that would spawn all of these writings. There's no way she would have given it up.
She knew immediately afterwards.
You're saying 30 seconds from the time she didn't know she knew? Probably. Well, she definitely knows now. And here we go. From May 31st, 2004, we start with a little paraphrasing of a song lyric from our friend Marshall Mathers. That's why we call her Slim Ashley. She's back. She's back. I'm so effing tired of feeling all of this BS. I swear it's a test. Feed into your addiction and fight it off and be a better person. Now that sounds like a song lyric if I've ever heard one. No, just those are your original words?
I don't think that's a song lyric at all.
Feed into your addiction and fight it off and be a better person. Seems like an easy answer, but it's hard. What am I going to do? Give it all up. For real. Holy S. It's gonna suck. And yeah, I'm going to get the somebody told me that you had a boyfriend, but I'll live. If I don't, this is stopping me from growing, and I need to grow right now. I can do this. No more. Be a man. Step up. That's May 31st, 2004.
Good.
30 days, that's September, April, June, and November. 2 days later, on June 1st.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, she called me a few minutes ago. She left a message. Oh, speaking of calling, Pinellas County Humane Society relies upon your donations to keep these types of programming running. If you enjoy Seth's Journal and many programs like it, please donate to the Humane Society of Pinellas County, and thank you. The dog and cat you save may be your own. She left a message saying, my voicemail is gay, so I'm sweating her because I'm a pussy. And then Jennifer calls, and Steph texts me, and then Sue calls, all within 30 minutes of each other, and I'm wasting time on Ashley? Ha ha. Stay strong, Seth. I'm scared, but I'm happy. My heart beats faster when I look her way. It is so easy to find fault, and we easily forgive it. I'm weird. Anyway, I just need another hit. Why does she even call me? I would love to know how she thinks of me. Is it I'm always on her mind? No. Is it 97X? Maybe. Is it because she knows I'm wrapped around her finger? Probably not. Is it because she feels a connection because we were naked buddies? I'm sorry. Is it because she feels connection because we were naked buddies? Maybe. This is crazy. I'm so high. I just want to move on from this so I can laugh about it. F all that. This is weird. I remember when I would ignore Ashley's calls all night just to see if she really dug me as much as I dig her. Now she calls once and I wait for another. That doesn't happen. Weird. Speaking of calls, your call is appreciated at the Humane Society of Pinellas County. Trying to save dogs and cats with your charitable donations. Please keep programs like Seth's Journal on the air. Through your charitable donations, we can continue to bring you quality programs like Seth's Journal. I guess I'll never learn about her. Thank you, Seth.
Did I really need to be in here for that?
Not at all, but I'm sure glad that you were. Because you were naked buddies with her. Naked buddies.